my hair to feel relevant. Bruises round my eyes, delicate, soft on the inside. I've got stories I could tell. Are you listening? Years I was unwell, crippling. Now I've built this shell, distancing myself from the outside. And I'm alive. And I'm alive. I have never been quiet. I have never been quaint. And I have failed at every diet. They'll say it's lack of self-restraint. I've got stories I could tell. Are you listening? Wounds that flare and swell. Conditioning vices that rebel. Imprisoning myself from the outside. And I'm alive. I will always be loud. I have always been free. No matter what, I will be proud. And I will always be me.
Making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, an artist and voice that I am quickly becoming obsessed with. Toronto R&B soul musician Jennarie is her name, J-E-N-N-A-R-I-E, Jennarie, released a new EP recently called Never Been Small. We heard the title track from Jennarie. There is something so sultry about her vocals. And if you're a Begonia fan like I am, you must be hearing Begonia in that voice. Such similar voices, but no, Jennarie is her name. In the middle, we head over to Edmonton, Alberta for folk rock singer-songwriter Dominique Adams. Her latest album is called To Keep. We heard the song Fine Lines. And then kicking off the set, Montreal folk rock singer-songwriter Ada Lee. Her newest album is When I Paint My Masterpiece. We heard the song Something in the Wind from Ada Lee. All three artists, Ada Lee, Dominique Adams, Jennarie, you can find their albums and EP on Bandcamp. Well worth checking out each of these musicians. Speaking of a musician that I have been obsessed for now nearly three decades, Americana singer-songwriter, American treasure, Patty Griffin. Listen, this world we are living in can sometimes be a difficult one to navigate through. I've got a song from Patty Griffin right now that hopefully will spark a little resilience and tenacity. The song is called I Don't Ever Give Up. So right now, let's dive into that. Patty Griffin to fuel our fire here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm no kid in a kid's game. Did what I did. I got no one to blame. But I don't give up. It's all I got. claim to fame.
Keep us through the blinding of the eye. Silence. darkness in the ears, darkness of love. This love will keep.
A lot of people get love wrong. They think love is capturing or being captured. Like coaxing a fish into kissing a claw. Baiting someone into being yours. Love is the one with the claws. It is completely lawless. A feeling so supernatural, it looks like a lie.
This love will keep us through the blinding of the eyes.
Promise that the dawn will bring you.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Montreal folk rock singer-songwriter Alison Russell. Night Flyer is the name of the song. That is from her debut album, Outside Child. Alison Russell's announced that she is heading out on tour with Sarah McLachlan. She's the opening act for Sarah McLachlan's latest tour, and I think that is going to be an absolutely gorgeous pairing of voices. What a great tour that's going to be. Mavis Staples in the middle there, my hero, my idol, my mama Mavis at 86 years old, national treasure, soul singer, and civil rights icon. Mavis Staples returns with her latest album, Sad and Beautiful World, an album of tailored ballads and reluctant, relevant covers extending from Tom Waits and Leonard Cohen, Kevin Morby, and in this particular case, Frank Ocean. The song Godspeed from Mavis Staples. Just Mavis's voice, that opening line, I will always love you. It just shoots right to my heart. Just an absolute spitfire of positivity and joy. That is what Mavis Staples is to me. And then, of course, starting that set, Patty Griffin. I Don't Ever Give Up is the name of the track. That is from Patty Griffin's album, Children Running Through. When I think back on this particular episode of Girly So Groovy, I think of voices like Mavis Staples, Alison Russell, Dinah Washington, Sergeant and Comrade. And I just think about Black History Month. Valerie June as well, Green Tea Peng, these voices that are worth celebrating in the month of February, but more importantly, lifting these voices all year long. This year, I made the decision not to do just a full 2 hours, but rather stitch these voices throughout the entire month. But let's be honest, we are stitching these voices throughout the entire 25 years of Girly So Groovy. The show would be nothing if it wasn't for celebrating and amplifying these voices that deserve and need to be heard. Okay, we are going to wrap up this episode. I can't believe we've come to the end of another 2 hours of Girly So Groovy. Before we do that, though, I want to leave you with a little bit of homework. I've already mentioned this. I will mention it again. If you ever miss an episode, if you're sitting in your car and you want to continue this episode, if you just want to listen again, know that you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. All you need to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. No need for a membership. All you need to do is press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. Hey, would you ever want to get a request on the program? It's super easy. All you need to do is message me through our social media channels. We're on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Or Instagram, it's a little easier there. You can find us at GSG Radio. Now, with both of those, you have your messaging options. I would love to know which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love. You listen to the show. You know the sense of what this show is. Yeah, we genre hop. But you get a vibe for what the show is. So if there is an artist that you think would work well in this 2-hour mixtape, definitely shoot me a message. Priority always goes to you, the loyal listener, you, the mutual music nerd, as opposed to, I love musicians and bands that reach out wanting to try and get their music on the airwaves, but it's you, the loyal listener, that priority goes to. Okay, I give you your homework. Simple, easy ways to stay in touch all week long with the show. Also with those social media channels, every week the post, the playlists get printed, get posted. You'll also find links to our Mixcloud listening page and links to the bands and musicians featured. Okay, so that is that. As I mentioned, Girly So Groovy is turning 25 years old. This upcoming July marks our quarter of a century birthday for this program. It has been on the air since July 2001, thanks to CJAM 99.1 FM, the University of Windsor's campus radio station that airs through the Windsor and Detroit listening area. Since then, Girly So Groovy is syndicated coast to coast across Canada and down south in the United States on nearly 20 community and campus stations. This program would have not blossomed into what it is if it wasn't for these incredible radio stations. Remember, all of these radio stations that carry Girly So Groovy are not for profit. Many of these stations will be doing a spring fundraiser. It's as easy as this. If you want to thank the station for making room in their busy schedule, just simply go to their website. There will be some way for you to donate to this station. Don't have time to do a shout out to all the radio stations that carry Girly So Groovy. Every week, though, I try to spotlight one or two stations. So earlier I mentioned how we are in the Chicago area. Well, every Monday night, 10 until midnight, we are on WLTL 88.1 FM in LaGrange, Illinois, suburbs to Chicago. And a huge thank you. They were one of the earliest stations to grab Girly So Groovy, and absolutely love them for that. What else do I want to share with you? Not much other than how are we going to wrap up this full 2 hours? You know what? I just thought of who I want to wrap up the full 2 hours with. A band that I don't think has been featured on Girly So Groovy for quite some time. This is a band that trailblazed through college radio in the 80s and 90s. Also, the folk rock that they've created is their own signature sound, but really has shaped Canadian folk rock as well. I am talking about the band Cowboy Junkies. We're going to reach back to their album. What is the album title again? Lay It Down is the name of the album. We're going to listen to the song A Common Disaster. Again, just Cowboy Junkies, such an incredible act. Listen, before we totally sign off, whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 25 years, the fact that you made it here to this little community campus radio show just wouldn't happen without you. This show is because of you. So I don't take it lightly. Thanks for tuning in. Know that I sincerely mean that. Here we go. Cowboy Junkies here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Last fall, about 24 volunteers from indigenous Midwestern tribes gathered at a University of Kansas research station. They lit bundles of dried grass and sage to start a fire that burned across 5 acres of prairie. This was a cultural burn, a small intentional fire guided by indigenous practices.
Historically, indigenous peoples have and we continue to view fire as a stewardship tool.
Melinda Adams, who led the burn, is a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe and an assistant professor at the University of Kansas. She says these fires can help regenerate the ecosystem and improve habitat for culturally important animals and plants like grasses used in basketry. And cultural burns can also limit the spread of severe wildfires by reducing flammable grass and brush. For many generations, federal policies that were intended to prevent wildfires outlawed the practice. But today, forest agencies understand the benefits and use controlled burns to reduce wildfire risk. And Adams and others are reclaiming indigenous fire practices.
And changing that perception from something that's devastating and destructive
to something that, when carefully wielded, revitalizes and protects the earth. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.